Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Text this morning is from the Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. My dear friends in Christ, I would imagine that the night when Jesus was born was a night like any other. All around the world, people were busy doing whatever it is that they needed to do. Mothers were nursing their infants. Fathers were chasing the kids around the house. Soldiers were standing guard. People were anxious. People were starving. People were depressed. People were afraid. These were people who lived in darkness. And yet it feels like that still today. For this is a dark world, and we've spent many weeks considering that. But it was not always so. God created the world for us to live with Him forever, to be in union with Him, to do as He commands, and to enjoy Him forever. God made man out of the clay, and He breathed the life-giving Spirit into him, and He made woman from the very creation He had just made in Adam, and the world was bright and light and perfect as all of creation lived in perfect harmony with its Creator. But then the darkness came. Satan, jealous of the worship that God had, corrupted Adam and Eve by their own choice, and death entered the world. It began by God having to kill an animal to cover over Adam and Eve's nakedness, but soon it would take the life of their secondborn, Abel. In rebellion, all humanity warred against God, and it infected the entire world down to the smallest atom. Death entered the world through sin, and darkness fell over the earth, once lit by the light of God. It was the same then that night in Bethlehem, 2,000 years ago. It was a world of darkness cut off from the source of its light, the Creator, God Himself. Yet light broke through the darkness as the birth pangs hit Mary. With every contraction, with every cry, with every hand-breaking grip that she had on Joseph, light broke forth from her womb and she gave birth to a son. And that boy looked no different than any other boy born of woman. But he is the light of the world. This daughter of Eve gave birth to the true Adam. It was a miracle that God came in the flesh of this boy, Jesus, and He came to bring that light, to reverse forever the horrors of darkness that mankind had inflicted upon the earth. Our text from John is some of the most familiar and possibly even the greatest verses in all of the Bible, even of any other book. In his lofty way, John brings heavenly truth to lighten the dark and majesty to cover over the wounds of sin. The God of whom John writes is the subject of his words, but he is also the author of them. And so this is true beyond truth. John tells us that the story of Jesus begins long before that Bethlehem night. It begins with creation itself. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. The creation is a great and mighty wonder, finally fulfilled in the coming of the Creator in human flesh, that He might redeem us all. This was the promise from the very beginning, that God did not leave Adam and Eve in their sin, but promised them a coming Messiah, one who would crush the head of the serpent, even as He laid down His own life. And so this Messiah came through Adam and Eve, and through Abraham, and through Jesse and David, and finally through Mary, the descendant of all these saints. It is right to look this day to the promise given by God all the way back in Genesis 3 as finally being fulfilled in the flesh of this little baby, Jesus. But as often as the prophets had foretold His coming, as much as all people had hoped for his appearing, as clear as the word of God is on the matter, the world did not receive him. The world did not know him. The world would not love him. He was in the world, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. God did not do mighty acts and send a mighty vision to all people. He chose a select few, some parents and some shepherds and some wise men, to gaze upon the visage of his Son. He hid his great and mighty wonders behind the weak flesh of a baby, one who is fully dependent on another for life. And he gave the world a child to worship, but they could not perceive him. He was humble and hidden from human eyes, but in that weak flesh, the fulfillment of all God's promises came. Here was the babe, hidden in the line, the tree of Jesse, who came forth as the fruit of that tree, the shoot from the stump. It was not so different that Bethlehem night from today. We live in a world that is defined by death and darkness. The sanctity of life from conception to natural death is denied around every corner. Homicides, suicides, domestic abuse, they all happen and they're all rising in number. Nations battle against nation, people war against people. And while all this goes on, the world ignores that death that's around them and chooses instead to rejoice in it, hiding their fear, hiding their mortality from their eyes. We, however, are not so deluded. We know that unless Jesus returns first, what awaits us is what we see in the cemetery. We know that death is all around us. It is the consequence of our sin, and we are sinners indeed. In that grim reality of death, then, we sit and we hear John's words ring out with hope and certainty that defies the death that awaits us. The Word of God is the light and life of the world. Yes, the world is dark through our sin, but the light and life of God has come into this world and has destroyed the darkness with His own very light. And where His light is, life, not death, reigns supreme. That light was the promise of Jesus from the very beginning, and so it was right for us through Advent to look at that Jesse tree tradition, to see how God's promises were fulfilled through Adam and Eve, through Abraham, through Jesse, and even John, the forerunner of Jesus. All these saints had hoped in the coming Messiah, and come he did. He was the promised one, the one hoped for all time. And he has broken the darkness that stood over his creation. He took on flesh and dwelt among us. And now we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. No eye could see that glory that night. All that was seen was a little baby, a child. But as he grew, he turned his face toward that which would bring the glory of God to his people. And there he marched into Jerusalem to lay down his life. And on that cross, that weak flesh that was born that night in Bethlehem was broken open and was sacrificed. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Never was there a more glorious sight than the bloody, naked visage of our Lord Jesus. Weak and naked, he came into this world, and weak and naked, he died. But pleasing his Father, he rose from the grave and gives now his glory to all who would believe in him, that they might live with him forever. Never was the glory of God more visible than that day, but still it was hidden from the eyes of all who saw him. But for those illumined by faith, our eyes now see him, and they shall see him again when he returns to make all things new and to give life forever. He is the light that shines in the darkness, a light that the world nor Satan can ever put out. And it shone on earth while he was among us, but now it shines on us through his word, in his sacraments, all the places that he has placed light and life for you. He is the fulfillment of all of God's promises. And his promise to you today is that you shall have life forever in his name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.